Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. On The Grow Show, we share ideas, tips, tactics, and insights to help you grow your landscaping business based on our team's 40 years of experience running a landscaping company and working with other owners and their teams to do the same. New episodes are released weekly on Wednesdays. Here's your host, Marty Grunder.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever the case may be. This is Marty Grunder from Grunder Landscaping Company and the Grow Group. Thanks for downloading the Grow Show, powered by Steel. Today, we're going to talk about the spring that we're all experiencing right now and how you can best deal with it and be a leader. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since nice people. Recently, while driving back from Florida with my wife in her minivan, after a relaxing few days, I got pulled over for speeding by one of Alabama's finest, War Eagle to that. I had no idea I was speeding. It was one of those areas where the speed limits go up, down, and I just wasn't paying attention. The flashing lights came up behind me. The officer came up to the window. He asked me for my driver's license. He took one look at it and he said, "Oh, you have a CDL. A ticket is going to cause you a lot of problems. So it's your lucky day. I'm going to give you a warning. Slow down, sir, and be careful. Have a nice day." Man, was that nice. And the rest of the 9 hours I spent driving home, I realized how lucky I was, and I tried to be nice to everybody that I came in contact with. And I think we talked about that at Grow, for those of you that were with me. Kindness is a very, very good thing to have in your daily life. I'm glad that officer was so kind to me. I hope you'll be kind to someone this week as well. Now on to this week's episode of The Grow Show. Right now, folks, it's about selling and executing work and nothing else, okay? Selling and executing work, nothing else. We're in the spring run here. Those of you that do snow removal, your work is year-round. You're busy doing something every day of the week. But now is when we are out and about as landscape professionals, and it's time to go. Selling and executing work, nothing else. You know, folks, I've been working with the owners and leaders of landscaping companies now for more than 30 years. And I have learned a lot watching the ones that run their companies in a really, really good fashion, the ones that succeed. And I've also learned a lot watching the ones that struggle. And I'm going to tell you, to be blunt with you, the ones that do really, really well right now, they are focused beyond belief, and actually they're focused all the time. And, you know, look, I get it. It's fun to look at new trucks. It's fun to play golf. It's fun to spend time talking to a vendor that comes in to see you right now. All those other distractions, get on the internet, see what the Bengals are doing, all that stuff, trust me. But people who don't have a sense of urgency right now and waste time, you're asking yourself for trouble, folks. Now, I'm not telling you have to be so uptight that there can't be a time for a little bit of fun each week. But you are sitting on go right now, and it's time to go, folks. It's time to go off on the right foot and get things going. So I think the question becomes, how do you stay focused? Well, there's a lot of things that you should have already done by now, such as putting your plan in place for your revenue, your people plan, the markets, the goals, the sales, who's going to do what. All that should have been done by now. I see a lot of posting on social media platforms of companies doing their planning for the next year in November or December of the preceding year. Folks, we're planning for 25, 26 right now. You've got to get out in front of this as far as you can. That's a topic for another day. We've touched on it briefly here in prior episodes of The Grow Show. But I just want to talk to you about what you ought to be doing now. You should have all your renewals closed. If you don't, put it on your calendar this year that you're not going to be this late closing renewals. You should have all your equipment ready. Trucks should be leaving now, not waiting to get fixed up. All right. You should have a nice amount of backlog that you sold in place right now that you can go execute on. However, I got to be blunt with you and honest. It took me about 20 years to get to the point that and to be really truthful, it's really only been the last 5 years that I've gotten so dialed in right now with this stuff. And it's enabled us to go from $4.5 million in annual sales to our projected $13.5 million this year. And I only say that number so you understand the magnitude and the power of planning and the magnitude and the power of getting everyone moving in the same direction, the magnitude of momentum and how that can affect an organization. Seth Flum, our company president, has been the biggest reason that we've been able to do this because he's thinking about growing every day, all day, okay? However, to my credit, and if I can brag about myself, I have been a key part of this because I've gotten out of the way, which I'm very proud to tell you that because it's not been easy. You know, I mentioned in a prior episode of The Grow Show that Clay Mathill would tell me, the great, late, great owner of Iams and tremendous mentor and friend to me. He would say that your business is either your baby or it's your mistress. Make it your baby. So it's hard to hand your baby over to a babysitter. It's hard to let your kid go away to college. It's hard to have your daughters married off. Okay, those are hard things. So this wasn't easy for me to do, to let go, to put Seth in charge, but it was the greatest thing I've ever done for myself, both mentally, financially, physically, whatever adjective you want to use. But I do want you to rest easy. If you're feeling guilty right now, you're maybe thinking, I'm so smart. Look, folks, this is my 40th year in business. I better have some of this stuff figured out. There is still plenty of time for you to get this figured out. So rest easy. It takes time. In this edition of The Grow Show, powered by Steel, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. But if you aren't focused, I want you to understand it's time to get focused, all right? And it is important for you to learn how to improve and get focused. So I've got three tips I want to share with you on this rather short edition of The Grow Show, powered by Steel. And I want to talk to you about three things. Number one, you've heard me say this before, but I'm going to say it again. Boss your calendar. Don't let it boss you. I take an hour each week, preferably on a Saturday or Sunday is when I do it. That's never on a Monday. Sometimes it's a Friday afternoon, depending on how busy I am. Sometimes it's a Saturday. Most often, it's a Sunday afternoon because my wife and I usually aren't doing anything on a Sunday afternoon. If I play golf, I may do it on a Sunday morning. But I go through everything. I go through everything on my calendar. I have my phone right here. I have it up with my calendar. I have OneNote up on my computer. And I literally go through the next 2 months day by day. It says, you know, April 25th. What am I doing that day? And I type it all out. Now, this may seem redundant and you may say, well, why would you do that? You already have it on your calendar. It's the power, folks, of going through all that stuff methodically. And I come up and I see, well, I can't play golf with my buddies that Thursday afternoon. I need to go to that networking event. What was I thinking? Oh my gosh, I have to fly to New Orleans for an ACE Discovery meeting. I've got to make sure that I'm leaving here in good order. That other business development issue that I had, I'm going to have to see if Chris, our director of sales, can cover for me. It's just so helpful for me to go through and kind of play the next 2 months out. My youngest daughter is going to get married this September. There's a lot of stuff going on with that. You know, your family should be one of your important clients as well. You ought to have them in your calendar. There's time for family. Okay. But what happens, folks, if we're not organized and we don't boss our calendars, especially right now, you ought to be doing it year round. But right now, if you're not looking at your calendar once a week for the next couple months, and if before you go home or before you shut things down for the day, you're not going through what you're going to do tomorrow, I'm telling you, you're just adding layers of stress to your life that aren't worth it. Okay. So boss your calendar. Don't let it boss you. I've told you that many times. Critically important to get in that habit right now when we're in the spring rush. Number two, you set the tone. Okay. That may seem ridiculous to say that to you. And it may seem somewhat patronizing for me to tell you that, but you got to understand what I mean here by setting the tone. It's important when you come in the morning that you smile. Okay. See, smile. Those of you watching on YouTube, you can see me. I'm smiling. Someone told me over 10 years ago, they said, you know, when you come in the morning, you have a scorn on your face. And I said, no, I don't. So they started taking pictures of me in the morning and I had a scorn on my face. I didn't even realize it, folks. It's hard for me even today. It's my personality. I still get in here in the morning. It's a morning here at Grunder Landscaping when I'm recording this in the Steel Studios. And I'm just intense. Like, I love my job. I love working with my people. I love seeing progress. So it's hard for me not to walk in here intense, okay? But I've programmed myself to do what I'm doing as I look at you right now and put a smile on my face. A smile says you're approachable. A smile says you're happy to be there. A smile tells other people you accept them. And I just don't think we realize what an impact even just something as simple as a smile can be. And as a leader, remember, you're always being watched. There's a bullseye on your back. And whether it's fair or not, folks, this comes with the territory. You're held to a lot higher standard than anyone else in the organization. So you've got to understand that you've got to be great at what you want everyone else to be good at, especially now. It's stressful. People are going, they're pushing. We're trying to get things done. We have clients barking at us. We have a revenue goal maybe we want to hit. So it's important for you as a leader to be taking this on head on like a champ. And your actions are going to be the actions that people follow. Okay. Vince often says, as goes the leader, as goes the organization. You set the tone. So if you want everybody to be positive and in a good mood, that starts with you. And that starts with paying attention to what's going on with yourself and with others and setting the tone. And then the third tip I have for you to help you get through this spring rush like a champ is to look for people doing the right thing and compliment them. Now, they have to be sincere. You don't go out there and you drum up some false compliments. We're talking about sincere things. We're talking about in your morning huddle saying, hey, I just wanted to let all of you know, the last week, every single morning, everybody was out the gate by 7:38. There was nobody filling up gas in the morning. There was a real sense of camaraderie and teamwork. I saw people helping each other load their trucks so they could get out of here. That is the kind of effort, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to win in 2024. Thank you very much. I got a little bag of donuts for each one of you. It's things like that. It's recognizing. It's complimenting. We do a video every other week. It's called The Team Builder. Seth does it once in a while, and I do it. It's always positive. It's never chastising anyone. You should chastise in private, praise in public. But there are constant reminders calling out the people that are doing the things that we want them to do, rewarding the organization with words of praise for what they're doing right, reaffirming where the company's going and how we're doing so well towards that. That's really, really important. And I told you a story. I gave you three tips. I'm going to add a fourth one. I think it's really important, and this has a lot to do with the third one that I said, recognizing people doing things right. Empathy is something that you should be demonstrating right now. I have a little bit of a weird quirk, I suppose, to my personality, but you know, again, this just kind of goes in that owner part of the deal where we don't always realize what our people are going through. I now realize after 40 years in business that a lot of my people are more stressed than I am about the work. I don't have near the stress on me anymore with a company president in place, but believe me, I can still remember the stress. And I don't think I did a really good job, quite frankly, ever in my business career of recognizing what other people might feel as stress and the duress they might be under. So it's important that you're empathetic. It's important that if we get a bunch of rain and the mowers get behind, that you're empathetic to that. Maybe to the point that you want to take a mower. I know a couple years ago when we got behind, I got my ride-on mower out of my garage, my zero turn, and I put it on a trailer and I went out and mowed three properties by myself to help everybody catch up. What do you think that kind of said to everyone? So it's about being empathetic as well. I don't think things are as bad as we think they are, and I don't think they're as good. I think they're somewhere in between. And it's really, really important as a leader in an organization. And by the way, anyone listening to this Grow Show Powered by Steel is a leader. If you're a leader, if you're trying to make things better, that's what a leader does. So you setting the tone, even on your crew, if you're a crew member listening to this, we all have people that we are leading, okay? And it makes a difference when you are empathetic. Although it's not easy, I understand, it makes a difference to be empathetic. So let's go over those three tips. Boss your calendar. Don't let it boss you. Spend some time planning. Remember that you set the tone and you got to be great at what you want your team to be good at. And then look for people doing right, doing things right, and compliment them, all while having an empathetic heart, realizing that for some of this stuff that seems so easy to you, it's a struggle for them. And it's important for you to be able to relate them. Not talking about patronizing them, not talking about babying them, just talking about you having a heart and understanding that this can be tough for people. I think it makes a difference. So as you march forward here in 2024, take these words of wisdom I've shared with you. I was not good at this stuff 20 years ago, folks. That's what makes me uniquely qualified to teach these lessons to you, okay? You may want to listen to this episode again and take some notes. I know, I'm positive without any doubt in my mind that you will see a difference if you try my ideas. All right, folks, that's going to do it on this week's edition of The Grow Show Powered by Steel. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to The Grow Show. And if you can, do us a favor, give it a rating or share a comment. That helps success-minded landscape professionals find us. And if you really want to help Uncle Marty out, share this episode with your team or a landscape pro that you know. I think it'll help them. Thanks for joining us this week on The Grow Show. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And head to growgroupinc.com for more information and resources to grow your landscaping business. A special thanks to the folks at Steel, whose support makes this podcast possible and whose reliable handheld power equipment makes our jobs easier daily. We'll talk to you next week.